Praise the Lord. This is Thurman Scribner with the Living Savior Ministries. We're going to go into a teaching here in just a moment that is a very extended teaching on doubt versus belief. If you'd like to have this teaching, just give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or at the end of the message, we'll have the full details of how to get this. Praise the Lord Jesus. He is Lord.
You know, so I'll just show them what I can do with this boy. You know, just a little. I won't go too far. You know, just a little, you know. But see, that's God. Just a little. See, but if you just believe Him and have no doubt in your heart, I mean, can you only imagine? Of course, she began to tell us. I didn't want to tell you because I couldn't remember, but she's talking like at four, how he's reading at, you know, 10th grade levels, and at six, he's doing calculus and all the kind of stuff he's doing and everything. She's telling what he could do. That's when she said, I knew he was not going to be normal. And you know, we pray over our children, ask them to be normal. I think it's time we forget this normal stuff. Don't you? Let's start praying and asking God to do something He's capable of. You know, we don't want our children to be normal. We want them to be supernatural. You don't want to be normal. You want to be supernatural. With these kind of promises, ask anything in my name and I'll do it for you. You can have anything you say with your mouth. Lord, look at this. God's in that thing right there. There ain't nothing you and He can't do together, Lord. I mean, with all the secrets of the universe hidden in me today, Lord, and you said ask anything and you'll do it, Father, in the name of Jesus, let me go out and attack the world today and let you and me do something that'll bring glory and honor to your name, Lord. Let's go do it. Let's go out there and lead people to Jesus. Let's go out there and heal the sick. Let's cleanse the lepers. Let's raise the dead. Let's do something that'll bring glory and honor to your name. See, when you start doing that, just like that, you hear that little lady a while ago, that down at the bottom of the stairs, that little lady was in pain, and she just stopped and said, I believe Jesus will heal you, and prayed that prayer, and what happened? Does that make life exciting? Can you imagine Jesus being at the foot of them stairs with a little lady like her just walking down the stairs? And He'll show up to, when you do something in faith. See, when we start doing what Pat done, you'll start seeing God show up, and He'll do wonderful things for you. But the average Christian today, we've been so steeped in religion that we never think about praying for nobody out there in the world. But we start doing something in faith, guess who shows up to do miracles for you? The King of the universe. Now see, I started doing those things that just like Pat did in my workplace years ago and started seeing God do things. In fact, I've prayed over people. I've taken the Word of God. I've spoken it. Now, hide it in your heart. You got to have the Word. When you got the Word and you speak it and you're walking in obedience to the Word, you'll get to see God do some of the most awesome things you can imagine. I mean, it'll be according to your faith. But after you get to where you can speak over someone, you walk up, somebody's got a broke leg or something. In an airport or whatever. Say, can I pray for you? You know? Can you pray for me? Yeah, Jesus said right here. He told me to lay hands on the sick and He'll heal them. Mark 16:18. Lay hands on the sick and they'll get well. Can I do that for you? And he said, I believe with all my heart Jesus will heal you. And some people will think you're crazy. You know, and you'll do what Pat did, and then the lady will take a step and she'll say, oh my goodness, my pain's gone. And doesn't that make life exciting when you start seeing things like that? Don't you think it's time we as a church starts doing those kind of things? Well, we got to get healed first, don't we? We got to get healed. We got to get this knowledge in us. And we got to start believing God for these mighty things. When we do this, we're going to start seeing the King do wonderful things. Wow, it's already 5 o'clock. I can't believe that I've started at 1 and it's already 5. We have just barely scratched the surface on the Word of God today. Father, in the name of Jesus, we've been through another day of healing school. Lord, the healing promises in your word are limitless. Lord, we could go for years in your word and never cover all of your promises that come to healing and deliverance and the power you've given us on this earth as your children. Lord, help us to stop thinking like men and start thinking like God, realizing that you're the one that does everything. All we got to do is speak it in faith and you make it come to pass. You're the King of the universe. You're our Lord. You're our God. You're our healer, our Savior, our deliverer, our provider. And Lord, we trust you for everything. And today we want to thank you for this privilege to come and have another healing school to talk about your mighty word. And now, Lord, to see you heal those that are sick and afflicted, to open blind eyes and do everything and anything. Lord, you made us the promises. You're the one going to do it. And we're just going to speak in faith. And Lord, as people come forth today, I ask you to move by the power of your Spirit. And everything that happens is going to be you. But we're going to speak in faith over every one of them. And Lord, as other people in this place will pray for people, we have some tremendous, powerful prayer warriors in here. Just like Pat. She prayed over the lady at the bottom of the stairs and you healed her. So Lord, Pat can pray over people in this place. Her husband Wally is a great prayer warrior. We've got many prayer warriors in this place. And you don't have to have me pray for you. Jesus is the healer. But we will meet you. We will pray for you. We will do whatever we can. And we'll be here as long as it takes to meet your request, to pray over you, and do whatever the Lord wants us to do. Now, Father, we turn this whole thing over to you, and we ask you to heal and deliver your people as they come forth, as we pray over them. And we want to thank you and praise you for one more day to be in your word. And we worship you for the word and for all the things you do today. In Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you. Amen.
Praise the Lord. This teaching that you've been hearing the last 3 weeks is one of our healing schools that we've done in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. We do these healing schools 2 times a month, the second Saturday of every month and the fourth Saturday of every month. And we teach people in these healing schools what causes sickness and disease and how to get rid of it. When you learn that Jesus Christ is still the same healer today that he was yesterday, that he was 2,000 years ago, and he will be the same forever, you can read the Word of God realizing that the apostles, the power of the apostles did not go away 2,000 years ago. It's the acts of the Holy Spirit, and he's still here. But it's our faith that's changed. When you learn these things, and you learn that we are sick and afflicted because of sin. If we do not sin, we walk holy before God. The Lord clearly tells us in his word that no evil can attach itself to us. He says if we will walk holy and in obedience to his word, he personally will watch over us and protect us and keep us free from all sickness and disease, and we will have no sickness and disease. Now then, when you take these promises that the Lord made us in his word, we either have to believe these promises or we don't believe these promises. But we do find out that obedience is what brings blessings upon our life. There's no such thing as luck. It's either obedience or it's curses. Now, when we don't do what the Lord tells us to do, then it opens a door to the demonic world for Satan and his host of demons to come into us and torment us and afflict us. And, of course, they not only torment us and afflict us in just a few ways, but in many ways. And one of those areas is they attacked us with sickness and disease. Now, it appears from reading the scripture, different sins open different doors to the devil. And whenever different doors are open to the devil, he afflicts us different ways. The scripture says one thing you do will cause a rotting of the bones. Another thing will cause something else. So when you realize that all the different sins that we commit is what opens the door to the demonic world to come in and put different things on us, or even to attack our spouse and our children and our assets, depending upon what the sin is, just like unforgiveness. Unforgiveness, I've learned from Matthew chapter 18, verses 21 through 35, clearly opens the door to the demonic spirits to come into our life and not only affect us, but our spouse and our children and our assets. Everything that we own becomes legal right of the enemy. So the thing about it is, you definitely do not want to get into any kind of unforgiveness. You want to walk in total forgiveness toward all people at all times. Because if you get into unforgiveness, the way the Word of God reads, not only will you be turned over to a torturing or tormenting spirit by the Lord Himself, but also you will not get to go to heaven. If you're a believer and you die with unforgiveness in your heart, the Word says that if you do not forgive from your heart, neither will I forgive you. Now then, if Jesus does not forgive you your sins, I have a real problem believing He's going to let you in His heaven. And so, unforgiveness is not worth it. I don't care what anybody does to you, you do not want to go there. But sin is someplace you do not want to go. If you do sin, you want to repent immediately. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I did make a mistake. I did this wrong or that wrong. And Father, I ask you to forgive me for all of my sins. If I've done things wrong today that I don't know about, I ask you to forgive me and clean me and wash me and then help me and train me by the Holy Spirit so that I will not sin against you. So if the church would just begin to believe God, He's made us all these wonderful promises in His Word, that if we will walk holy before Him, in obedience to His Word, and do what He says, He will bless us. He will bless our socks off. I have seen the Lord do so many great and wonderful, awesome things. I'm telling you, He is no respecter of persons. He'll do the same thing for you He's done for me. And living in the life of the Spirit has been the most awesome life in the last 15 or 20 years that you can imagine. There's no sickness and disease here, so it's wonderful living in the Spirit. So, if there's anything that we have, now we have many, many teachings. We have VHS, we have DVD, we have cassettes, we have CDs on many, many subjects in the Word of God. And all these media materials is available to you free and postpaid. We do not charge for anything we do. We just want people to get the Word of God as the Lord has revealed it to us, so they can walk in His love and His power and His health. And we have taught many people how to get healed. We've seen hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people over the years heal and set free from every kind of disease and sickness known to man. So, if you will go to our website, we have a website. It's www.tlsm.org. TLSM.org. And there you can fill out an order form. You can order things free and postpaid. Anything you want on there, we'll be happy to send it to you. And we would just love to see you grow in Christ. You could give us a phone call where we sit at 940-242-2106. And whatever you do, remember that Jesus Christ is the King of Kings. He is Lord. Praise Him. He is worthy of our praise.